Hey race fans, Doc Niles here. Stay tuned, the Daisy and Midwest Race Report is next on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2, by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge, by the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, beginning May 3rd, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, and by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. First race, April 7th. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hey, race fans, welcome in. It's show number one, year number nine, 1460 WBOG, Cool Gold, 1460.com, and on the TuneIn app, it's WBOG. It's the Days In Midwest Race Report. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Back with me again is Billy Doc Niles. Sitting across from us is Paul the Statman Reichert. Billy and I have been struggling through head colds here over the past couple of days, so bear with us. Hopefully, with racing happening in the Dells tomorrow, the racing field will just knock the crap out of whatever's going on in our bodies right now.
You blew over that entrance, you know, that announcement
on
so
purpose.
Fast.
It was on purpose.
Love that TuneIn app.
He was beaten not once, but twice on Facebook last night.
I never saw it till this morning.
Yeah,
when
even so, Paul jumped at
yes,
Jamie,
I did.
Our good friend Jamie here with Jano Collectibles up in Minnesota was the first one to see it. I'm like, oh, wow, where did that come from? And, of course, Penguin jumps out. I'm like, all right, where's Bill? Refresh.
Some of us have lives and go to bed early so we can go to work at 3 in the morning.
Ninth year of the show. And if you didn't catch the title change, folks, we started this thing. I started this thing 9 years ago. On another station in La Crosse, Billy came on board, what's it been, 5 or 6 years now?
It's about five years now, yep.
And then we moved it over to WBOG 3 years ago, and Paul came on board with us, and we still have the TV show, which will be in its ninth year as well. But this thing has gotten so big, and no, we're not riding the Eagle train, unexpectedly got so big that it's now called the Midwest Race Report. We're covering everything from Illinois to Northeast Iowa to Minnesota. And we've talked to drivers in Michigan. We've talked to everybody here in the La Crosse area, Toma Sparta Speedway. Dells Raceway Park is back on board sponsoring again this year. It's just, I could have never imagined 9 years ago that this would have been a focal point to a lot of people. On our Facebook page, they expect to find the latest breaking news of local short track racing on that page when they hear the radio show.
And national, too. We've been breaking some national news.
Years ago, we were on NBC's Racing Sports page with Henderson Motorsports. Award-winning last year. I know I still have to get those things out of Madison. I know we're up for some awards again this year. But
Where's our awards from last year?
I sent the guy a check. He sent it back.
Paul, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Put it on the credit card, and I've not seen nothing with it. There was a problem with the glue on the base plates. They had a.
Were you sniffing the glue again, Diker?
I'm trying to think. UW-Madison had a whole bunch of trophies made for something, and that's where they found out that the glues were not adhesive to the wood. So, because when they make ours for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, they only make a lump sum. They make so many of them. And then they go on to make, you know, this company in Madison's huge. And they made some for something at UW-Madison and found out that whatever the substance is in the wood, and when they lacquer, that was not working. So we should be getting those here, hopefully, by the time Christmas rolls around. Do want to thank Big Boar Barbecue. They're back on the program again this year. And, well, we got some good things in store. When are we talking about barbecue?
Oh, love some barbecue. They're pulled pork, phenomenal. You love
burnt
the burnt ends.
Yep.
Their mac and cheese is, like, sticky and yummy. And
Paul likes eating dirty napkins just as long as there's a barbecue flavor on them and a smoky flavor.
Paul likes the corn. There's pictures to prove
this.
It.
Oh,
yes.
Nom, nom, nom. Oh. Matter of fact, I got to get it. I had a new picture taken. I did Bill Schatz and Alex Rude's smoker at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the Days in my hotel last weekend.
Why is Paul turning red?
I have a picture of the ultimate shot of Paul Reichert that's going to replace the nom 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 from when we did the TV show at Big Boar last year.
Well, all right. Now, I'm sure people can see it through the radio.
Oh, no. No one has
Paul
seen it.
Paul is so red right
he
now.
He hasn't seen it yet because it just dawned on me. I got to have that sent to me. That will be the banner for our Facebook page here in a couple of weeks.
Right next to the corn.
This beats the corn. Want to thank Dell's Raceway Park coming back on board this year. Of course, we're going to be down there tomorrow. Believe it or not, can you believe Super Late Model Racing returns tomorrow?
I cannot believe it. It's what, the first week in April? It's incredible.
They're going to have the Super Late Models. Interested to see what the UMAs look like. I saw Dave Trout's Minion car that he got from Frank Quire. A class that's steadily growing down there.
This started out as just an idea to do something with some old chassis and some old bodies at an affordable class. And I tell you, the buzz around this is amazing. So I can't wait to see how big this grows, you know, from the beginning of this year to the end of the year.
Legends are coming back to Dell's, Paul.
Oh,
they've
yes.
They've been banging on the Dell's door for years.
Oh, yes. They always put on a good show, seeing those cars in action on tracks like the Dells and Golden Sands. They really...
Oh, I've seen them up at Elko, man,
oh, yeah.
And they put on a heck of a
show.
I
saw them for the first time last year over in Iowa, and I thought, man, this was one of the coolest things I've seen with the old-style bodies and whatnot. I cannot wait to see them come out again. One of Bill's favorite sponsors is back on... Now, Bill does have a head cold, so
I'll do my best.
If there's any representatives of O'Reilly's Auto Parts listening.
O'Reilly's.
Julie hates this.
Auto Parts. Ow!
She loves the singing, but she does not like it from Bill, especially when I'm on a lawnmower and she's doing laundry or something. She hates hearing that. Thomas Porta Speedway, Greg Oliver in year number two is back again. We're going to have him on the program next year. And tell you what.
Next week.
Kudos goes out to Thomas Porta Speedway. What a successful season under the tutelage of Greg Oliver last year.
Yeah, this is something he's had traveling series before, and them worked really well, very successful. And this was an adventure he's always wanted to try, and I think it turned out a heck of a lot better than he really expected it to. And looking for bigger and better things coming out of Thomas Sparta Speedway this year.
So I want to thank those sponsors. We have a couple more partners we are working with to get on the program this year. And, yes, we are going to be down to the Dells. We're going to kick things off with the familiar names of those that have been in the program here in the past. They're going to be racing Super Late Models and the Yuma Series down at Dells tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of guests. Last year we averaged 4 guests a show. And there's still not a program out there that can fit that many guests into a program. Sometimes we have as many as 7.
Well, it depends. You get some guys that like to talk, and you can stretch that bad boy out to, you know, a good 6-8 minutes and fill a whole segment. Then you got the guys who don't have much information to offer up, and you're able to pack in about 2 or 3 interviews into a segment. So that it's always fun talking to the drivers, talking to the promoters, and I truly enjoy some of the older racers because they have the best stories. Paul, I don't know what you think, but
hearing the old racers talk about their days in the past, it's pretty cool. I mean, we probably saw those days in the past and thinking, oh man, that was the coolest day Grace I ever saw.
Excuse me right there. Okay? I hit the wrong button. There's the right button.
Wait a minute. You dumped me and coughed.
Also want to thank Dan Plan and everybody at the Midwest Racing Connection, one of the best racing newspapers you're going to see in this entire area. We are located inside of the Midwest Race Report, or the Midwest Racing Connection this year, so we really appreciate
that. That's awesome, yeah. For those who have never seen this paper before, if you harken back to the old days of the old checkered flag racing news, obviously not around anymore. This basically is doing the exact same thing, bigger, bolder, more color, more commentary. So it's a pretty cool thing, and you can pick it up at your local racetrack. They go around and distribute this at the local racetracks.
That's what I like at Lacrosse Speedway. I love watching people as we do qualifying or we get ready to usher everybody in. That's all you see are people sitting back in the flat back chairs. The Olivers do it almost every single weekend, and they're checking out the Midwest Race Connection.
I read it every other week when it came down.
I want to thank our friends at Jamie Hurd at J&O Collectibles and North Star Custom, Peter Niekirk. Of course, they're going to be supplying the radio program with tons of prizes, as they normally do throughout the season. Matter of fact, our first ticket prize giveaway is coming up. So far, I've got tickets to Lacrosse Speedway. I've got apparel to Lacrosse Speedway. I've got tickets to Thomas Porta Speedway. And you know our good buddy Drew Krybek with the Tundra Super Late Model Series. He has his own marketing company called Epic, as you see him probably wearing his hat today. He's donated a nice-looking sweatshirt. So the prize package is building for our first contest of 2019.
Hey, That's you know what? That's going to be awesome. But we have some great guests coming up on the program today.
Look how
don't
we just did that. That's going to be awesome. But there is no but.
But it should have been. We're getting the signal from Jesse.
It should have been. Man, that is awesome. I can't wait to see what other prizes we get. Hey, coming up next. Now try that again.
That is awesome, Dan. Coming up next.
There we go. Jerry Albee from Dells Raceway Park, and he's just not Jerry Albee anymore. The race director at Dells Raceway
Park. He's got some breaking news for us here. We're gonna bring that out. Also coming up on the show today, Gary Slominski. He's going to tell us how close they are to unveiling stuff at the Dick Tricker Memorial Project next month up there in Rudolph.
And you're going to hear all that and a lot more. Show number one, year number nine.
And we have to rename Paul's little segment in segment five.
We're going to do that next. 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
On Friday, May 3rd, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of Friday night stock car racing. That's right. The Toma Sparta Speedway is ready to rock once again. Modified, sportsman, hobby stocks, street stocks, mini stocks, hornets. Expect special divisions, novelty nights, and the fall classic. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com. Check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back May 3rd at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Can you meet the challenge? The Ultimate Platter Challenge. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is enough food for four people. Ribs, chicken, pulled pork, brisket, plus sides. But if you can eat the whole thing by yourself, you get it for free. And I'll throw in another free one for your next visit. What do you say? Are you up for the challenge? Big Boar Barbecue. Wow, what a mouthful.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back to Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG. This is show number one, year number nine, covering racing so much that we had to add the word Midwest because it's just gotten that big.
I thought about this the last couple of years. Like, you know, this started out as a local show. And we've expanded. I mean, we talked to drivers from Elko all the way down to Rockford. We talked to drivers from across the state. We talked to drivers from everywhere. Matt Kenseth. We talked to promoters from all over the place, like our next guest. Not exactly local when it comes to the La Crosse area.
But he is a new sponsor on the program again. They're coming back on board this year. And they will highlight racing in Western Wisconsin tomorrow. Believe it or not, it's the Icebreaker 100.
What?
Round one, Alive for Five, Super Late Model Series, the Unified Motorsports Association's there as well, and the Yuma 602 Late Models, and the NX Legends at Dells Raceway Park. New promoter Jerry Albee joining us in the program. Jerry, it's great to have you back on, my friend.
Great to be back. How are you guys?
Well, Bill and I are battling preseason head colds, so we're hoping that the icebreaker is going to be like a nasal chest congestion breaker at the same time.
It's going to have to be a head cold breaker.
There you go. Let's get the rust knocked off. There we go.
All right, so before we get into the big race and Dells Raceway Park, with a lot of the changes going on there this year, you have a title change this year from what we understand. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, I think.
Wait till after Sunday, and I'll ask you that again.
Right, you know, just like Humpy Wheeler said, if you want to make a small fortune racing, start with a big one. So.
No kidding. So now you are the actual full-time promoter, and you've leased the track now.
Yes, that is correct. Me and Brian Barter from Wausau used to work for Hendrick Motorsports, used to help with in the shop there for cars for Craven and Gordon and Kenny Schrader back in the day. We formed a partnership in a company called Black Oval Promotions, and we've leased the facility from Wayne. As you know, I worked up at the Dells since like 2011.
Right.
Worked for Wayne, and Wayne's wanting to back down. Wayne Lensing, he just wants to start slowing down a little bit, and he gave me the opportunity to lease the track from him. He still owns the property, just pretty much running the show as far as the race formation goes, and well, we'll see how it goes. Wayne's been dealing with his campgrounds, and hope he has fun and he gets a chance to take a vacation this summer.
Well, one of the first headaches I understood you had happened after the big hornet swarm in Durley you had a couple of weeks ago. What happened with the track?
That was quite a surprise. It didn't take long either. We were about 50 laps in, and all of a sudden I started noticing a change in the track. In turns one and two, we had a pothole come up, and it wound up being about 6 feet long by about 3 feet wide in a matter of no time.
So big enough to swallow a hornet.
Pretty much, yeah.
So Trager,
we had to. It was so bad we had to, put up an obstacle and drive around it. There was no more racing through it. So we finished the enduro with no problem, of course. But super late model guys just don't like racing around cones and stuff. So that wasn't going to work.
This is true.
We had to repave already. We got Bob Sauer from SS Knee Concrete in there, and he did a fabulous job. And we got turns one. We replaced almost 300 feet from corner entrance to corner exit.
Wow.
All the way through one and two on the bottom groove. And I put some pictures on Facebook today and stuff to see that, you know, the goal here is to still try and get the inside groove to maybe have the right side tires still on asphalt, but the left sides are going to be on concrete. So we have the new Martinsville up north here.
So
New Martinsville, I like that.
That's awesome. So it's today is going to be, with practice today, today is going to be the big test to see how that holds up then, won't it?
Yep, I haven't had anybody on the track. We've got it all striped, so everybody knows what lane to pick and what lane to stay in, of course. But we're going to start practice here at noon today on Saturday. And it'll be the first run. Anybody been on the track? I've had several drivers come up and look at it, Dalton and Casey Johnson, and Mark Eswine was up the other day, and they all kind of gave it the thumbs up. They said they did a nice job. It looks pretty good. They can't wait to get out and try it. We're just letting it cure as long as possible before we get any rubber down on it.
By the way, Jerry, on this radio show, it's the ultra-fast Casey Johnson. Just helping you out there.
Yeah.
The ultra-fast Casey Johnson.
Yes. Casey listens to the show, and if we get that wrong, he sends me a text to say, okay, you got to let Aubie know that this is the official name. Jerry Albee's our guest, Dells Raceway Park, the place to be tomorrow. It is the 5th Annual Icebreaker $103,000 win. To win round one for the Alive for Five Super Late Model Series, you've got the Yuma 602 Late Models. Jerry, last year was the first year that made its presence known. Did it go off like you guys were hoping it would?
It's taken off pretty well. I mean, it's a new class on another thing that's almost a throwback. You know, those cars with the bodies and stuff that we have for them now, the outlaw cars like they run in Michigan and stuff, that used to be the body style for the Super Late Models that ran CWA and ARCO. Around here, the United Midwest, back in the 80s, 83, 84, 85, before the ASA bodies took over. So it's kind of a throwback on that. A lot of people like the way them bodies look. And then made it affordable. So they're running the same motor that the Midwest Truck Series runs that John Wood put together with a 602 crate motor program. And it'll make it affordable stock car out of the whole deal. So
it's a lot of buzz about that class.
And I'm looking forward to seeing... Yeah. A certain former driver in the 602.
Yeah, the big announcement this week. You got to be happy about that one. The big announcement from Dave Troot.
Dave Troot, yes. Dave Troot, who is now he's piloting Frank Cryer's built one of those 602 great cars, and he did a fine job on it. And Dave Troot has finally got off the fence, and he's going to jump behind the wheel.
Yeah, like he was ever going to stay retired.
Two weeks ago, he told me, you know what, I'm retired, but, hey, I still need my parking spot. So
He went on the website and saw the 2019 Pit Slab Rentals application and said, I may as well put my name down there. Also joining the Super Lates and the 602 Late Models, the Onyx Legends are going to be at Dells tomorrow. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Clash of the Titans. We got the Wisconsin Legends at Tony Moyer's Club down south towards Milwaukee, and then Tim Brockhaus is bringing down his Great Northern Legend Series cars, and we're having our first Elko versus Wisconsin bash at the Icebreaker.
That'll be fun.
They ask me every single year, when we're going to have the Onyx Legend cars there, and they put on one heck of a show. We get a great turnout, you know, usually around 20 cars or better. And then we have, that's a prelude to, we do a regional race later on in the summer in July when Elko's off and the other tracks don't have conflicts, and we get everybody there. We get almost 30 NX Legends together on the pavement, and that's for national points, and the winner gets to go out west and compete in the national event out there. So it's kind of a big deal for them guys, and I tell you what, there is some real talent when you start getting the guys coming up from Iowa down to Hawkeye Downs and Wisconsin, and then now the Minnesota track. Elko runs them there almost weekly, and there's some fine pieces of equipment that actually – are out there. So we're going to have all three tracks really clashing here, so it should be a good show.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Boomer Olsen. Hopefully he'll be with them. Almost swept the show, the Harvest Show at Golden Sands at the end of October. That was pretty cool. I'd like to see him in action there.
So, Jerry, talk about the season this year. What are some of the highlights on your schedule for the 2019 season at the Dells Raceway Park?
Well, one of the things that I'm proud of is I work tightly with the UMA organization as far as trying to get the rules together for growth, you know, across. We get everybody in the same rules package, you know, dealing a little bit with other tracks, and we have the Alive for Five series, which is the main host is the Dells, which we have the Trickle 99 coming up in June, and then the Badger State 125 in August, and of course Halloween. But we also have our ARCA Midwest Tour dates, August 31st. And what Greg McCarns and I got together is our second Alive for Five race in the series is going to be down at Madison International Speedway on the 31st of May.
Awesome.
We're going to do Live for 5-2, and it's going to be run under UMA rules. They're going to do, it's called the Capital 100. They're doing Twin 50s down there. Should be a good show for Greg, and let the UMA spread a little south here, so maybe we can start encompassing some of the southern territories under one rule book.
One of the things I'm impressed with is the promoters working together here. That's pretty cool. That's going to bring different cars to different tracks, and different eyes are going to see these different cars, and I think that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, it definitely is. And then when I got into this gig 7 years ago, nobody talked to nobody. Everybody was mad at everybody, and I thought, wow, I'm just a race fan here trying to get into this. And as a stock car racer for 25 years, I never had any idea the promoters were at odds like this. So we mended some fences, built some bridges, and things are going well. We also got the CWRA out of the
nice.
Back off the couch, and they're doing great. You know, they've got about 25 to 30 cars at a show now. They run twin features. They don't run dashes or heat races. You show up like the Naberfelt they got coming up May 25th at the Dells. It'll be twin 55-lap features. They just come out. They run the twin 55-lappers, no preliminaries, and go to town. And they also come back for the Marlon Wallback Classic in August up there. We do twin 30s for that show. So excited to have CWRA back. And, you know, that's where Trickle and Reffner and Shear and all them guys came from back in the day. And it was just Marv Mazofka and who? Gary. Great. Jim Bach.
Yeah, one of those. One
a lot of
those.
Of Bachs out there. You bet.
Jerry Abbey is the promoter of Dells Raceway Park, sponsor, partner of the program this year. Again, tomorrow it is the Icebreaker 100, and then they sit back until May 18th where they kick off the 57th regular season opener at Dells Raceway Park. It's DellsRacewayPark.com. Also look at Dells Raceway Park on Facebook, and you never know what kind of giveaways and the good things they have coming up. Jerry, congratulations on the new title this year. We will be seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jerry.
All righty. Icebreaker 100 coming up tomorrow at Dells Raceway Park. And I did want to include real quick, let me go back to my original screen. If you're looking for times, hot laps at 11 o'clock, qualifying is at 12:30. And again, the rain date would be Sunday, April 14th, but we don't want rain. We're done with rain. We're done with snow. We just want to see some racing. When we come back, lots more off-season stuff to talk about on the KZN Midwest Race Report at 1460 WPOG.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On Friday, May 3rd, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of Friday night stock car racing. That's right. The Tomah Sparta Speedway is ready to rock once again. Modified, sportsman, hobby stocks, street stocks, mini stocks, hornets, expect special divisions, novelty nights, and the Fall Classic. For schedules and more information, go to TomahSpartaSpeedway.com. Check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back May 3rd at the Tomah Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio Man Dan Doc, Billy Doc Niles, and just Paul Riker. He claims he's the stat man, but that may change mid-season.
Man, I don't know. I'm still working on this name change for a segment here. We still got a couple segments left. I'm close.
This is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460 WPOG, brought to you by Big Boy Barbecue, Dells Raceway Park, O'Reilly's, and Tomah Sparta Speedway, along with the Midwest Racing Connection, GNL Collectibles, and North Star Custom. Big news came down to me. That was on Wednesday.
Okay.
That our good friend Don Sneller at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway had a major heart attack.
Whoa.
And a triple bypass surgery.
Uh-oh.
And Don is going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. And Chuck Deary, who sent some of us emails midweek, looking for some help this year. If you are involved in doing some teching, if you're maybe looking at getting into teching, you might want to call the Speedway 608-786-1525. And to try to maybe help the Speedway out just a tad bit right there as our good friend. How long has he teched at La Crosse? I mean, it's been since the 80s?
No, it hasn't been that long. I want to say so. the early 2000s.
Sounds like the early
2000s.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. Is Rookie Brooks busy?
Oh. You know, you would see cars coming out of the woodworks. If Rookie Brooks was teching cars at La Crosse. Not slamming anybody at La Crosse, don't get me wrong.
Well, first of all, Don, we hope you're feeling better. Hope you get well soon. We're going to miss you at the track. But that's a big gap to fill right there. Is Corey up to teching a late model now that he's been with Don, 2 years?
I have no clue.
So we need
big to... And he's 6'6". I mean, you talk about big shoes to fill. I mean, the irony there is he does have some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, you're the only guy he can look eye to eye at.
Pretty much. So we hope you get better. Don Sneller, the main tech guy at La Crosse Speedway. You know what I've been doing? Everybody knows it. North Star Custom made me my own World Tour smoker T-shirts this year. I'm DJing 12 in a row. Tonight I'm going to find myself at the Vault in Rockland for Nick Clements. Always a big smoker right there. Paul, yes. You've been to the majority of the smokers that I've been DJing this year. You walked out with some great cash and some great prizes. How about... And I always recognize drivers that are, and even track officials that go to everybody else's smokers. And I really got dogged on by some idiot this year when I did smoker number 2. He saw the T-shirt on the Facebook page. Man, you must make a killing off these drivers. I said, what does that mean? Well, you're doing 12 in a row. What do you charge them, $100, $200? You're probably making a couple $1,000s.
Wow. And I said, $100, you're hired.
I said, you know, that's kind of surprising you would say that. I said, I charged them nothing, and the guy returned with, you're an idiot. And it was basic. Why should I charge a race car driver to DJ an event in which he's trying to raise money to race at the La Crosse Speedway or the Thomas Sparta Speedway, a track that I announce at.
Yeah, and especially when you know these guys already, working with them on Saturday nights out there, it makes sense. Hey, I'm going to DJ your smoker. I'm going to help you out, help you raise
yeah.
a boatload of money. So
they may throw me some wingspans every now and then. I may win some. You know, some prizes. I usually go after the grandkids for prizes, and I think I'm up to 6 Bloody Mary baskets so far this year. Last weekend, I won a beer maker that's got a built-in refrigerator that keeps it down to like 42 degrees. I can't wait to get that out of the box. I won an ice cream maker, the old wooden pail-looking ones. Really cool. Mm-hmm. I got a couple fishing poles. I got, I think, seriously, my 6 Bloody Mary baskets, so I'm going to have to rename the old Fest Camper this year.
I think one of the things about you doing these smokers, last year you did, what, about 7 of them, I believe.
Yeah.
And this year you're doing 12. If you've ever been to any of these smokers, you see there's pretty much a group that travels to every single one of them or in their area.
Bob Christian's family is one I can think right off the bat. Henderson's
do. And they see what you do for these drivers at these smokers, at these fundraisers. And that's why your world tour has grown from 7 to 12 this year. And it's pretty impressive. Yeah, you're doing it for free, but it's for a good cause. And, you know, it's... Nothing is more valuable to a race car driver than that extra $300 that you would normally charge.
Right.
You know, that's a complete set of tires for some people.
Bill Schott and Alex Rood were told last weekend, or they were told a couple of weeks ago, you're not going to make much money. And I'll tell you what, I talked to Bill Schott last Sunday morning, and he was almost in tears when Alex Rood told him what they had made combined. It was a ridiculous number. My bar at the hotel was completely packed. I think there were 19 total drivers that were there. And look at Jeff Thompson walked away with 2 brand new D800s.
Jeez. Yeah, it's always amazing to see other drivers showing up at these smokers. Fellow competitors from the sportsman division, hobby stock division. It's amazing to see them coming out to support these drivers when they could be
saving that money for their own race team.
Exactly. And a little clarification for those who haven't heard yet, the Thunder Stocks are now called the Hobby Stocks.
Yeah, I brought this up at orientation. Well, now there's a new sponsor for the Sportsman this year. Paul, I'm not gonna try it because I'm gonna get it wrong. Do you know what it is?
It's Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel.
Sportsman.
Yes.
So Chuck Deary had brought that up at orientation about what happens if we get that wrong. And I said, well, I already have a couple of drivers challenge me that every time that I say Thunderstocks, I have to take a shot.
Yeah.
So
got any alcohol poisoning yet there?
It's going to be awesome. Well, no, this is when race season starts.
You're looking rough under the edges from last night. You're going to go try this again tonight?
This is going to be the Frostbuster is when this officially starts. Is, hey, you know, when someone's going to have a scoreboard tally and we're going to start counting things up. Hey, talking about stuff that's new. So it's Hobby Stocks this year at the La Crosse Speedway. Brand new scoreboard will be in effect as well, showing the top 10 drivers flipping back and forth like you see on the big TV. I can't wait to see that.
Now, is this going to be one of those, like, and I know Elko has this, where we got the transponders on the cars. Is that how it's going to operate?
Yep.
That is awesome.
If someone's in fifth and they're group qualifying and they all of a sudden jump to the top spot, you're going to see their number jump from fifth to first.
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet, but Chuck Deary was telling us about it at orientation last weekend, and, man, I cannot wait to see what that looks like.
Oh, that is going to be fun. And we're 3 weeks away? 2 weeks away?
2 weeks.
Two weeks away.
Well, Media Day is on the 13th, yep. Same day as Steve Bachman's Smoker.
That's next Saturday.
Yeah, that's always a big one as well. But hopefully it doesn't do it like it did last year. Remember when I went out
that
and taped
big snow.
Thomas Sparta Speedway half an hour special on Severus Racing, and it snowed on that Wednesday and it was sloppy out there. I would like to see not only a bright and cheery, sunshine-filled media day. How about no rain at Fest this year?
Nothing was funnier than Steve Carlson's interview at the podium last year when he got second, talking about how he never hit a snowbank at a racetrack before.
And on some of the pictures, remember that during the Frostbuster last year, I remember seeing Jacob Gaddy's number 72 going in between 3 and 4, and here you got this bright orange and blue car and 2 huge snowbanks right there. Yep. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
This is going to be exciting, and they're doing it on a Saturday this year, which I think is brilliant. Because
and it's at 2 o'clock.
Yep. It's you know, so by the time racing's done, you could still go out and get a good meal with the wife and maybe go out and enjoy a band or something.
One of the coolest things, and I have not announced one in over 20 years, is a demolition derby that's going to be taking place at the La Crosse Speedway this year. It's Quarter Mile Media. It'll be Hornets. It'll be Street Stocks. It'll be minivans.
They haven't had a demo derby in years there.
Hornets, Street Stocks, minivans.
Thunderstock
or hobby stocks.
Yeah, we'll be racing.
There's my shot.
Contact drags.
Oh.
And then a demolition derby. And I tell you what, when the schedule first came out back in February, I had Minnesota guys blowing up my phone. What are the rules? We're coming. What are the rules? They are now posted at lacrossespeedway.com. And that is going to be – this is an – I have never seen – seen a demolition derby on asphalt before.
What is the date on
July
this?
5th.
July 6th, I think
yes.
it is.
July 6th. Yes. Oh.
So that's – and we also race on that Wednesday night for the
– Star Spangled Spectacular.
Yeah, so I'm going to be announcing – let's see – Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Unreal. Well, we got to wrap this segment up. Hey, coming up next, we got Gary Slominski from the Dittrich Memorial Project. He's going to tell us how the progress is going on that and talk a little bit about the opening day. You are listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Sunday at Dells Raceway Park, the 5th annual Icebreaker 100. Super late model drivers competing for the first race in the Alive for 5 Series. Great drivers like defending champion Dennis Prunty, Ryan Farrell, Casey Johnson, Austin Nason, Mark Eswine, and so many more. The 602 late models and iNEXT legends add to the excitement. Gates open at 11, green flag racing at 2. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Don't miss this exciting kickoff to the racing season, the Icebreaker 100, this Sunday at Dells Raceway Park.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Can you meet the challenge? The Ultimate Platter Challenge. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is enough food for 4 people. Ribs, chicken, pulled pork, brisket, plus sides. But if you can eat the whole thing by yourself, you get it for free. And I'll throw in another free one for your next visit. What do you say? Are you up for the challenge? Big Boar Barbecue. Wow, what a mouthful.
It's the Three Stooges of short track racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back in. It's the Days In Midwest Race Report. I'm radio man Dan, Billy Knocknells, Paul Reichert, who will have a new nickname this year since he cried about Penguin, and Tiny's just not doing it, will have a new one.
We got one more segment to figure that bad boy out.
We're going to do that. This segment's going to be devoted to a group that we took under our wing probably about 3 years ago, and have just ran with it.
And they are so close.
We're going to be there for close, too.
They are so close.
Dittrich Memorial Project is going to be kicking things off May 19th in Rudolph, Wisconsin. And to get the latest update on show number 1 of 19, Gary Slominski is going to be joining us as he did last year. Gary, how are you, my friend?
Hi, how you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic, man. I'll tell you what, all these notes you sent me, I'm surprised you don't have writer's cramp.
Bad typing finger, maybe.
Yeah, you know, the Blue Knight helping transport the White Knight statue back to his hometown of Rudolph, there's something symbolic about that.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that statue, first of all. There was a lot of work that went into that bad boy.
$60,000 bronzed in Milwaukee. Tom Kufis, the sculptor who did it, Mike Martino, is the sculptor in La Crosse. They've raised almost $250,000 in this project already in the last 4 years.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Say that again?
Nearly $250,000 raised
Holy
in 4 years.
Holy cow, that is awesome.
232,000 feet.
And, of course, now we've had the luxury of seeing some sneak peeks last fall of what the statue looks like, and I've seen some sneak peeks at what it looks like now, but this is still being kept under wraps, isn't it?
Yes, it is. For, you know, anticipation. How did that song go?
Oh, like the old Heinz ketchup commercial. Anticipation. See, Paul, you were supposed to sing right there. Paul, you haven't contributed to the segment.
You missed it, Paul. So, Gary, so what are you guys going to do? Are you going to get it in place and just, like, keep a cover over it and then reveal it when the time comes in May?
Yeah, they're keep in mind, I'm a social media guy and just helping with the promos. They're in the fourth turn now, barreling down the front straightaway.
They can but, see yeah, the checkered gonna, flag, yeah.
They're going. It's a 7-foot bronze statue. The pedestal is 4 feet tall, so... The top of his head should be about 11 feet in the air.
Holy cow. Trickle's never been so big.
And I hope he has a grin on his face. I'm pretty sure he will.
So what other things? We're looking at a May date here for the reveal, the final end of the project. What sort of things do you guys have planned for that day?
Well, there'll be a lot of activities posted. Stay tuned for Facebook. All the announcements and the entire schedule will be announced. I was going to say the statue weighs over 400 pounds.
Oh.
So it's not as tall as Doc, but in weight-wise, it's close.
Hey.
Yeah, that's about it.
Gary Slowinski joining us for the Dick Trickle Memorial. We have been telling you guys every chance we have on what's been going on. During the winter time, I got involved with some of the trophies and the plaques that have been auctioned off out of Dick's personal.
Oh, that has been fun to watch, hasn't it?
I ended up getting one of those myself, and because I did, and some of the things I did during the God's Country Racing for Tom Reffner and Marv Marzovka, kind of neat, Gary, that when I go up there May 19th, it's going to be strange to see my own face that's going to be embedded into the Detroit Memorial forever.
Oh, yeah, they got, right, you can... Anybody can get involved right now for as low as $50. You can get your name engraved. The 12x12 pictures are 400 to 500 right now. They got the memorabilia, the T-shirts, the raffles, the toolbox. Donnelly Stook and Jeff Crawley have been really, really big collaborators in the last 4 years.
Yeah, we had them on the show at Oktoberfest, I do believe.
Yeah, did you see it? They're at the Lacrosse Center just recently.
Yep. Yeah, I had him in my hotel that weekend, and I'm also going to be putting him up for Oktoberfest this year. You know, we've mentioned a lot of names: Tom Reffner, Marv Marzovka, Donnelly Stuck, yourself, some of the individuals over the past couple of years that have really gotten on board to get this where it is now. I think Jeff Crawley of Bangor needs to have some name recognition as well. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Tell us why.
Well, the locals, you know, lacrosse Dick Trickle was, he meant a lot. People really cared about Dick Trickle and lacrosse.
He has a lot of pictures of Dick Trickle.
Oh, yeah.
He has a lot of pictures of everybody, but a whole bunch just dedicated to Trickle. It's amazing the stuff he puts on Facebook.
So even though, this is next month already. Gary, can you believe I just said that? This is coming up next month already. It feels like we just started talking about this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So what can we expect between now and May 19th? I mean, obviously the fundraising efforts are continuing on Facebook. There's a lot of trophies being auctioned off. Dick Trickle plaques. He had a Gatorade one that was auctioned off here, I think, yesterday. What else can we expect before May 19th?
Well, all those picture streams are going to be filled up. Actually, remember that some of the main people is Quora Stone is helping out, and the Pores Pave Company, they are paving that entire park. So what I'm hoping that's going to be done in the next few weeks, soon as the ground thaws. I'm hoping they rename the park White Knight Memorial Park or something.
That would be neat.
It's Rudolph Community Park.
White Knight Park has a ring to it. It does, doesn't it? Dick Trickle Park or White Knight Park? That would be awesome.
There you go. Well, it's been quite a collaboration.
And I know all the fundraising efforts here, hitting up all the tracks, remembering Dick. Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of fan response everywhere you go, and tons of support. It just makes the effort seem like become that much more important for you guys, trying to get this done, trying to get the statue unveiled, and all that. It's just brings back a lot of memories for race fans to see this going on and remember Dick like as he was as a great competitor.
Yeah, that's for sure. Remember, the admission is free in Rudolph on May 19th. Rudolph Community Park will be starting at noon till 6 o'clock. They'll have a John Elt, I believe, will be at the Dells, got their opener icebreaker this Saturday. So they'll be there with the Dick Trickle Memorial T-shirts and memorabilia also.
Let's say one thing I want to mention, Dan. We talked about earlier in this interview about the family donating all of his trophies and plaques and stuff. A very, very avid follower of Dick Trickle passed away just recently, about a month ago, Keith Wong. He actually purchased a couple of these trophies over the last 6 months.
I was bidding against him back in November.
And, yep, and you lost to him. And unfortunately, Keith will not be able to make it next month to see the fruition of all the labor that these guys made. But he was a contributor.
Trickle.
Yeah.
Darlene Trickle passed also. She will be up there racing in right now in the pits.
So how many of the family are planning on being here next month for this unveiling?
They're working on airline tickets right now. I know Dave Marcus is confirmed, and there's several different reporters that are confirmed from Milwaukee. So the media is going to be saturating the place.
Well, we get our own nice comfy area under an awning because we're going to be up there bright and early to do the radio and the TV show, and hopefully you get to come over and join us for that as well.
Okay.
Well, Gary, give us the information. I know a lot of people that are new to Facebook or maybe haven't been on Facebook in a while want to find where they can get these trophies. They want to see updates. What's the best place for them to go?
Dick Trickle Memorial Project on Facebook.
Are there any other outlets for this, or is it just on Facebook?
No, they also have a website, the Dick Trickle Memorial Project.com. And if you go there, you'll see exactly how to buy an encryption or a picture frame or get involved. You don't have to donate money as much as you can donate your time. And like I said, a lot of people care about Dick Trickle.
And one of the cool things they have on Facebook is every month they even run the financials. They put all of the financials, all the donors and the taxing information.
Yeah, that's cool.
And all that
good
stuff.
Seeing all the financials for each month with all the contributions and all the expenses, that's pretty cool to see them.
It is.
Laid
it
out.
Is. Gary Slomansky with the Dick Trickle Memorial Project. It's going to be May 19th. Noon to 6 will be on the unveiling. Of course, it's not going to take 6 hours. We're going to do it sometime within
That's an
there.
Awful slow sheet.
That's a long sheet.
They'll have music there, and they'll have raffles there, and there'll be a lot of fun.
And Gary, where's Rudolph Community Park for those who haven't been to Rudolph, or where's it located exactly?
It's 8 miles outside of Wisconsin Rapids.
By the BP station, I believe it is?
Yes, that's it, exactly.
Okay.
It's real easy to find.
Leave it to Paul to know where that is at.
And on Highway 34, I think it is.
That's correct.
Yes.
Hey, see you guys at the unveiling.
All right,
definitely.
Gary, it was good
All right,
talking
thanks, Gary.
To you. We will see you on May 19th. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
All right, Thank Gary you. Slomansky with the Dick Trickle Memorial Project. Man, I can't believe it's number one coming up next month.
No,
but number
I can't
two,
believe it, yeah.
We've had personal invites by Tom Reffner and the Trickle family and Marv Marzovka. I even talked to them when they were at the hotel here a couple of weeks ago. It's pretty much we were demanded to be there as one of the biggest media partners for this. So that really it gets you goosebumps like you got right now.
I'm kind of giddy with anticipation of who's all going to be there because this could be a who's who's of.
I've heard some names. I don't want to throw them out there until they're confirmed, but Tom Reffner shared some names with me here, and this is going to be a who's who of auto racing, I guarantee you.
I cannot wait. This is going to be a fun one.
When we come back for the first show of 19, the Days in Midwest Race Report, Roll Riker is going to be renamed his radio spot. Coming up in segment number 5, that's next here on 1460 WPOT.
On Friday, May 3rd, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of Friday night stock car racing. That's right. The Thomas Sparta Speedway is ready to rock once again. Modified, sportsman, hobby stocks, street stocks, mini stocks, hornets, expect special divisions, novelty nights, and the fall classic. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com. Check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back May 3rd at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Are you ready for the Ultimate Platter Challenge? Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is loaded with pork, brisket, chicken, ribs, three sides, and four slices of bread. If you can eat it all, it's yours free. I'll even give you a certificate for another one you can share with your friends. So how about it? You ready to take the challenge? Stop by, check out the rules, and dig in. And oh yeah, that's a mouthful.
This Sunday, at Dells Raceway Park, the 5th Annual Icebreaker 100. Super late model drivers competing for the first race in the Alive for 5 Series. Great drivers like defending champion Dennis Prunty, Ryan Farrell, Casey Johnson, Austin Nason, Mark Eswine, and so many more. The 602 late models and iNext legends add to the excitement. Gates open at 11, green flag racing at 2. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Don't miss this exciting kickoff to the racing season, the Icebreaker 100, this Sunday at Dells Raceway Park.
It's the Three Amigos, Paul, Doc, and Dan on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back. Race show number one of 2019, the ninth year. We've had it here in the area. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert. This is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report. Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. We renamed Reichert's little section
I've got a name. I've got a name for it. It's been a weekly staple for, what, 4 or 5 years now? And we have a new name for it. Now, from now on, it's going to be Reichert's Race Rewind. And here's Paul Reichert with all the info.
Well, of course, the season's slowly beginning across the country, so we're still getting some results in here. But we'll pick up here eventually, probably by the time May.
I got one I want to talk about when you get
done.
Yes,
okay. All right, we'll start on Friday night with the Southern Super Series. They were at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. This was actually the first race of that four-race series they do for the Super Late Models at Pensacola, the Blizzard Series. Rattler winner Giovanni Bromanti came away with the victory there. Dennis Prunty had some leftover tires from the Snowball Derby, and he went down there, qualified 14th, and finished 5th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dennis.
World of Outlaw
Did he give everybody maple syrup?
I hope he did. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Keller Auto Speedway in Hanford, California. David Gravel, the winner. He's now driving for Jason Johnson Racing, and this was their first win since we lost Jason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There had to be some tears shed
yes,
over that
there was,
one.
There was. Saturday night, AMA Supercross was at NRG Stadium in Houston. Ken Roczen scored the victory. That big Commonwealth Classic took place at Richmond on Saturday afternoon. The past Super Late Model feature was won by Austin Reed after original winner Corey Haim got DQ'd for an engine violation.
Oops.
The Crate Late Model feature went to Mike Hopkins. The Tour Type Modified feature won by Matt Hirschman, and the American Canadian Tour also there. Joey Porchuk Jr. Scored the victory in that race. NASCAR K&N Pro West Series at Irwindale, California. First-time winner alert, Trevor Huddleston scored the victory in a photo finish with another first-timer. Remember Tanner Gray, last year's NHRA Pro Stock champion?
Yeah,
decided to go stock car racing this year.
Really?
And Derek Cross has a good view of all of it. He finished
third.
Yeah. The NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour at South Boston, Virginia. Ronnie Silk was the victor. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Paris, California. Aaron Rutzel took the victory there. On Sunday, SCCA Trans Am Series was in action at Road Atlanta. Lawrence Loshack scored the victory. And a big money dirt race taking place on Sunday. The 8th Annual Thaw Brawl taking place down at LaSalle, Illinois. $15,000 to win. Won by Tyler Erb. And that'll do it for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
Now, the thing I want to know is everybody has seen the video of the crewman jumping in on...
Oh, yeah, the Lee Pulliam.
Yep, Lee Pulliam and Reynolds.
Philip Morris, I think it is.
Philip Morris.
Yes. Yeah, drug about what, 15 feet.
Yep, what is... Have you heard of any repercussions for the crew member?
I have not heard anything.
No, because if you do that, then it's going to kill the drama of what they get to get away with every single weekend.
Yeah.
See, what I heard they're going to do July 4th weekend is they're going to actually give swords to them.
Well, if I were them, I'd mount them on my tires and start hitting people in the side.
Wow, crazy, crazy.
Trying to make South Boston Madhouse Mid-Atlantic. I don't know.
There take some pressure off all the fighting that goes on outside Boston Red Sox field there. When we come back, we're going to close out the first show of 2019. We're going to tell you what's coming up tomorrow. Believe it or not, the first race at Dells Raceway Park is tomorrow. Nick Clements, Smoker, is tonight at the Vault and Rock, and I'll be DJing that.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're standing after Hesselberg's last night.
That's what I'm saying. I may or may not go to the Dells tomorrow. We're going to see how Dan feels. We're going to wrap the show up next on 1460 WBOG.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Sunday, at Dells Raceway Park, the 5th Annual Icebreaker 100. Super late model drivers competing for the first race in the Alive for 5 Series. Great drivers like defending champion Dennis Prunty, Ryan Farrell, Casey Johnson, Austin Nason, Mark Eswine, and so many more. The 602 late models and iNext legends add to the excitement. Gates open at 11, green flag racing at 2. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Don't miss this exciting kickoff to the racing season, the Icebreaker 100, this Sunday at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back to Days in Midwest Race Report at 1460 WBOG, Google1460.com, WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
We start racing tomorrow at Dells Raceway Park. How about 100 laps for Super Late Models? The UMA cars are going to be out. The Legends are going to be out. And Jerry Albee's first race as the actual promoter of Dells Raceway Park.
Black Oval Promotions. This is a new adventure for him. He sounds really excited about it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with the track. So it's going to be a fun time down at the Dells. I am really looking forward to see how that 602 class comes out, because the buzz around that thing is so huge right now. Dave Trude is joining it now, so
I hope it stays the Minion car, because I just thought that looked cool.
Dave Trude in a Minion. I always saw him as Dr. Evil more than or Professor whatever more than a Minion.
Well, he'd have to be bald to be Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Who would Dave Trude's mini me be? I want to put that on Facebook. Who would Dave Trude's mini me be? That's going to be on the radio page.
Potsick is like his evil twin.
Yeah, but he's got to be like 4 foot nothing.
Oh, okay. So get on his knees.
It can't be Rico, because Rico's not from around here. We're going to have to come up with that. So what did you think, the Reichert Race Rewind?
I was asking, we just came up with that a little while ago. I kind of liked it.
What do you think, Jess? I think there's too many R's in there.
Jesse?
It's destined to fail with all those R's.
Okay, is there a better idea?
Here comes the triple R with Paul.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, triple R. That works.
Sounds like a cocktail.
I don't know. It's just the penguin pit stop just didn't sound right.
I bet you if I put a poll on Facebook, that would fly.
It would.
Thomas Barta Speedway, schedules are out. They start racing on Friday night, May 3rd. They are not doing the opener on a Sunday, which I really, really, really like this year. La Crosse Speedway starting things off. Media Days coming up next Saturday. In 2 weeks, it's going to be the Frostbuster, and then La Crosse gets their season underway on
May 11th.
May 11th. Can't wait to do it. Billy Doc Niles, great to have you back on board this year.
Thanks for having me.
The Statman Paul Reichert, great to have you back on board. Jesse's the one tuning the dials behind us. And I'm Radio Man Dan Donker. Thanks for joining us on show number one, year number nine, right here, the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days in Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days in Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. By Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto Parts,
Better parts, better prices every day. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, beginning May 3rd. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. First race, April 7th. Join us next week at the same time for the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.